You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Diddy, doing court.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The morning after rapper and music producer Sean Combs was arrested in New York City.
His spirits are good. He's confident. He is dealing with this head on, the way he's dealt with every challenge in his life.
His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, says Combs is not guilty.
We know what the charges are going to be without seeing the indictment. It's going to be racketeering. It's going to be sex trafficking. It's going to be things along those lines. This is what we've been expecting since the search is in March.
Referencing raids at some of his properties in a federal trafficking investigation this year. And the indictment has just been unsealed, indeed, charging Combs with sex trafficking and racketeering. Combs has also been accused of sexual assault in lawsuits. Speaking of trafficking, an appeals court has upheld Ghislaine Maxwell's conviction. She was convicted of helping wealthy investor Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. He committed suicide in jail after his arrest, 2 days after the second Trump assassination attempt.
The state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis, who says they're still investigating the suspect, who so far has only been charged with federal gun crimes.
They have the man behind bars, and hopefully he's going to be there for a long time. Dangerous person, very, very dangerous person.
The former president on X Spaces also praised Secret Service for spotting the gun poking through a fence as he played golf at Trump International in West Palm Beach, Florida. Former President Trump also says he should get more protection as he blames Democrats, calling him a threat to democracy, making him a target. Today, Secret Service has to secure a Trump town hall in Flint, Michigan.
Michigan is the auto worker state. While the United Auto Workers Union has already endorsed Vice President Harris, there is a group of UAW members and retirees backing the former president, called Auto Workers for Trump.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. Now, the vice president will also campaign this week in Michigan. In Philadelphia today, she'll be in a gathering of black journalists. America's listening to Fox News.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time, your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor, developed by doctors. Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference, instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet. We can stop pain. Turn back.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Here it is. Your code for 9 a.m. is 462. Your 9 a.m. code is 462.
Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA, exists with the intent to create a safer environment for abused children. We exist as a body of bikers to empower children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. We stand ready to lend support to our wounded friends by involving them with an established, united organization. We work in conjunction with local and state officials who are already in place to protect children. We desire to send a clear message to all involved with the abused child that this child is part of our organization and that we are prepared to lend our physical and emotional support to them by affiliation and our physical presence. We stand at the ready to shield these children from further abuse. We do not condone the use of violence or physical force in any manner. However, if circumstances arise such that we are the only obstacle preventing a child from further abuse, we stand ready to be that obstacle. If you'd like to know more about BACA, please visit our website at bacaworld.org or call 1-866-71-ABUSE.
Since 1971, Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities has reached out to scholars, institutions, and local communities to enrich our shared culture. Want to know more about LEH and the rich culture of Louisiana? Visit leh.org for more information or to donate.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. Baca, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
To be with you on a beautiful Tuesday. Okay, I don't know what's happening to my headset over here, Walker. Anyway, I can't even hear myself, which is not a bad thing, I guess, but that headset over there is messed up. Let's check this one over here, and that's a little better. All right. Just thought I was gone. I can't hear in one ear already. when you can't hear in both, you might have a problem. Anyway, great to have you back with us, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's an opportunity for you to be a voice. Am I wrong by saying that the President of the United States, did they or did they not try to assassinate him a couple of times? I mean, that's what I thought happened. I didn't know people tried to assassinate Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's all over the national news. Hillary Clinton is one of the biggest losers of life. She looks miserable. She talks miserable. She acts like she has the most miserable life in the world. She's never happy, never smiles. I don't know if she's kin to Chuck Schumer or not. Now, you know, I go through life. I laugh, have a good time. On this program, off this program, with my family, with friends. I love to laugh. You ever seen Hillary just laugh at all? She's just always serious. But we had a president, a former president, who's running for president, you know, and who has literally been attacked for 9 years, unrelentless. I mean, every chance they get, they've attacked President Trump. I mean, I've never in my life seen anybody attack like this. Never. Not even. I'm talking about anybody in the real world, in the real life, sports figures, movie star, anything, for as much as they have attacked and demonized Donald Trump. I've never seen, I'll be honest with you, I used to think they picked on George W. Bush, who, by the way, was weak at best, but still, they used to pick on him. He used to never fight back. Now we got a real fighter. We got a fighter. Somebody loves the country. We got a fighter. Somebody will fight for us to be great again. And then you got these Marxists and communists. And this is what they are. I know people say, oh, come on, Moon. That's a little tough going that far. I mean, they love America too. Really? Then why do they want to fundamentally change it? They are now more bitter that Trump's not dead now than they were. Did y'all hear Hillary last night? MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, who's a nut in her own right. I mean, she's calling Trump danger to the country and the world, and she's asking the media, y'all need to beat up on him even more. Now, think about this. I thought the media is supposed to be the fair guys, but they're not. Trump exposed the media. He exposed the left for what they are. Now they're out and open about everything, but they don't have a problem with it because the American people are asleep at the wheel and decided they hate Trump more than they love their country. I do. Everybody I talk to, you know, the first thing out of my bar, I pray Trump can win. Except for the nut nuts, you know, that watch CNN and MSNBC and listen to Hillary Clinton. I've never seen so, I promise y'all, folks, I've never seen so many people so scared in all my life. Because we know what's at stake. We know what we can lose if Trump's not the next president. All the chaos comes from the left. All of it. Now, I want you to listen. I got a minute, and I think it's a minute 24, Walker. That sound about right. Maybe it's not quite that long. I want y'all to listen to Hillary Clinton calling Trump dangerous to the country and the world. And I think this is the same clip where she calls the media, they need to be pounding Donald Trump even harder. I thought the media's job was to tell the truth. I thought media's job was to protect the Constitution. I thought the freedom of speech and the right freedom of the press is about them finding the truth and letting us know, but it's not anymore. It's not even close to being that. You got political leaders like Hillary Clinton, a loser. And I think she's a loser in life. She's miserable. I want you to listen to this woman. I want you to listen to what she says about Donald Trump, the most scrutinized man ever in the history of American politics, ever. Here we go.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. You know, the late, great journalist Harry Evans, you know, one time said that, you know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world. And the world. Stick with it. You know, they were merciless about what they saw as President Biden's, you know, problems in the debate and calling for him to withdraw. I believe Donald Trump has disqualified himself over and over and over again to be a presidential candidate, let alone a president. The second thing, though, is that part of what Trump is counting on is for people to get desensitized.
Trump, bro, reboot that up, Walker. Trump being counting on people to be desensitized, folks. What does the media do every day to Trump? How many assassination attempts were on Barack Obama? How many assassination attempts was on Bill Clinton? How many assassination attempts have we heard about Joe Biden? How many assassination attempts on Jimmy Carter? No, you got to go back to Ronald Reagan, a what? A maverick Republican. A real maverick, not John McCain type. People that love this country, we're in trouble. The ones that love this country and want it to be great, we're the ones being attacked every day and they flip it. But I think that's in Ruse a radical. Flip what you want to do to them, change it and make it sound like they want to do this to you. Donald Trump was the president for 4 years. I don't remember anybody complaining but the media and the left. And they complained every day. And they impeached a man who should have never been impeached. Not one time. That's why Psycho Bill Cassidy's in trouble in Louisiana. He didn't listen to the people back home. We don't know who he's voting for. This is Hillary Clinton, folks. Dangerous to the world and to our country. He was president for 4 years. What danger did he present? He kept China at bay. He was trying to protect the borders. People had a better economy. Your prices weren't ridiculous. Look at all what Joe Biden and Harris has brought us. Look what the left has brought us. It's people like this ought to, you talk about not allowed or the media ought to do something. What the media ought to do is quit putting Hillary Clinton on TV. She looks horrible. She sounds stupid. I mean, she sounds horrific. She's not a person that they ought to be putting on TV. And this is what I don't understand. People buying into the narrative that Trump is such a bad person. What did he do as president to hurt blacks? Nothing. Matter of fact, their economy was bad. Hispanics, nothing. He didn't hurt the country at all. He helped us believe again. Same thing Ronald Reagan did. Hillary Clinton's going to never be held responsible for what happens in this country. None of them are. Because the media doesn't do their job. When Trump labeled them enemies of the state, man, they lost their minds when he labeled them that. But he hit them on it. You know why he lost their minds? Because it was true. Somebody said it was two attempts on Ford's life. I vaguely remember, but I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way, Paul, because I don't. I'm trying to remember. Yes, always the violence comes from the left. I'll give you an example. President Trump was there, and we had a white cop kill a black man. Made big news, rioting in the streets and raiding Walmarts and Krogers and everything else. That hadn't happened the last 4 years. So you mean to tell me there's not been one white cop killed a black person? Of course they have. Cops kill people all the time. Most of it rightfully so. Most of it rightfully so. No riots. Trump becomes president. Watch. They control certain people in this country, and they use them, and those people are never going to prosper, never get out of what they're in, and they keep buying into and believing that some kind of way socialism and Marxism and communism is going to work. Now, Walker, you have that other piece I sent you to. Tell you what, before we do that, you still got Hillary up? All right, play Hillary one more time. I want to take a break, and then I want to. There's a piece out there I want you to listen to. About Kamala Harris, is what she's saying, word salad or communist, and it does a little history lesson for you. Here's Hillary one more time before we take a break. Listen to Miss Dangerous. Listen to her.
I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. The late, great journalist Harry Evans one time said that, journalists should, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it. You know, they were merciless about what they saw as President Biden's, problems in the debate and calling for him to withdraw. I believe Donald Trump has disqualified himself.
That's this woman now. So the man's been shot at now. Two assassination attempts. He didn't do anything wrong out there. Realize when Obama plays golf, they wipe the whole golf courses off. Nobody can be around. Nobody. When the great legendary, the man who wants to transform America, plays. This woman's sick. This is not going to stop until they get rid of him. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to stop. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Here's the number. I got state stuff. I got national stuff. I'm loaded up today. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. When you think about how you spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Termites.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Everywhere you turn.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you on a beautiful Tuesday. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Don't forget, our good friends in Southeast, hurricane did hurt. People are trying to still get back on their feet. If somebody knows somebody needs some help, let us know. All we can do is point you in the right direction or call somebody who can. Just not forget them in our prayers, our money, our time, everything that we need to give to help our friends in Southeast Louisiana. Wasn't as big a storm, but it still was some flooding and wind damage and things of that nature. And as I hear from more and more people, I heard from people the day after, you know, almost everybody has electricity. I know Morgan City, somebody said about 15,000 people were out without electricity as of yesterday. They're hoping to have all that done, I think. I think they said about yesterday that we'll have everybody back up and running. So hopefully that's true so people can get their lives back in order. It's such a tough deal. So the pounding of Donald Trump continues after 9 years. He gets shot. They can still keep doing it. It's almost like they're calling somebody, please get him. Get him. Please get him. And that tells me they're worried about him winning. Why would you worry about a man that can't win? Why would you worry about a man that is not going to win? They're going to keep trying. So I had my guest on in my 11 o'clock hour yesterday. So they're going to keep trying. And I believe they will. But, you know, they must worry about the American people waking up from what's so. If you're voting for Trump, I mean, if you're voting for Kamala Harris, and you just because you don't like Trump, I wish everybody had to do a history lesson in communism and Marxism. And go see what it's done to every country that's involved. You have no freedoms eventually. They all were kind of free before they started voting for all this stuff. And if you think the government's going to come and just give you everything and you're going to live a prosperous, burden-free life, you're a fool. You're a fool. You are a Rudy Pooh fool. So you ought to go read it. If you think Trump's such a bad person, go read what true Marxists do. So anyway, Kamala Harris, I picked this up off a read by Rude Patriot. And he's going to tell you, and he's going to also throw in a little history about China and Russia and what Kamala's saying. Obama said it too, but what Kamala's saying to pick up. Here we go.
President Harris will say repeatedly, what is the quote?
The quote is that we can see what can be unburdened by what has been.
Is that word salad or Marxism?
It's Marxism. That is, in fact, not at all word salad. It is a Marxist, as I said on Twitter the other day and got mocked relentlessly by the media for this. I said it's a Marxist incantation, as a matter of fact. It's like a spell. So you can see the possibility of a world that's unburdened from its own history, which is exactly what Mao Zedong did when he launched the campaign of smash the four olds, the four old characteristics of Chinese society. They were going to make a new China that was going to be unburdened by what had been in the past of China. This is what the Soviets, the Bolsheviks, did when they took over power in Russia, is that they were going to make the new Russia. They're going to make the new man, as a matter of fact. People could become unburdened by what has been so that they could see what could possibly be in the terms of a socialist utopia. So, Madam Vice President, when she says that, I assume, given that her father was a Marxist and a professor, I assume she knows what she's saying, and I don't buy her idiot Valley speak shtick one bit. I think she's far more smart and far more savvy than conservatives have given her credit for, and she is an outright Marxist. It is very, very clear in her language, and that's what the Democrats want to nominate for president right now, which is kind of horrifying.
Vice President Harris will say repeatedly, what is the quote?
So that's the nominee who never got a vote yet. That's their nominee. They're talking about a new America. That's what Barack Insane Obama did. He talked about a new America. A new America means you got to quit being free. Quit having the rights to go be the best you can be. Quit freedom of speech. Quit. That's why they want to get the Second Amendment. They know if they can get the First Amendment, they can get the Second Amendment and get your right to bear arms. Folks, why don't we think this is happening? And why does the Kamala Democrat Party voter not realizing what these people are about? That's why they have to, and Hillary's out there saying, we need to beat Trump up more. The press needs to pick up their pace against Trump. They scared to death of him doing what? Just keeping America, America. Just making sure America stays free and great. They don't want us to be free and great. They want us to be like everybody else. That's why we ought to not have this mega debt. We ought to not have all these government programs. We ought to have a border. We ought to not be running up debt. We ought to not be letting fentanyl come across and kill people. This is, folks, I just wish you could, you want to talk about camps where people can learn? Wow. We'll be right back. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally-owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Support local business.
This hour of the Moon Graffone Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffone Show. What a day. What a great day to be with you. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Beautiful Tuesday as we rock and roll here. You know, before I move on from this, and I do have some state stuff and stuff to talk about. I've been, as you've been watching, Trump came on scene about 9 years ago. And They laughed at him when he came down at elevator, whatever he came down. Escalator, elevator, whatever he was. I don't know because I didn't watch that. Wasn't even into it. Wasn't even into Trump coming down. Never really watched him. Never followed him a whole lot. Only thing I got to prove with Trump is once he became president, he did pretty good. His policies and things were really good for the, everybody in the state. Black, white, green, or yellow. Why is the left so scared of Donald Trump if they love this country? You know, this country has been set aside by the grace of God from every country around the world. This country has done things different, pretty much big time difference than everybody else around the world. It was the world leader in almost everything forever. When the World War started, it was the United States of America that was able to defend the world. It was us. That don't mean we didn't have help, but it was us. Because we were free. Free to pick your own health care plan. You know? Not being told by the government what to say. Energy grew, and as energy grew in this country, fossil fuels, coal, and things like that, our country started to really change, and the rest of the world started to change. Now, that's you can't do that no more. You're destroying the planet. No, that's a lie. This country right here was made by free people in the grace of God. This country right here is the country that fed the world, defended the world. And as some of the world's places got worse and harder in communism and Marxism, we rejected that. We rejected and stayed the hell away from that. We fought it. We got bodies and blood, sweat, and tear all over the world because the United States is a good country, good people. We, by the grace of God, been able to help Israel. Israel would be wiped off the map. Without God blessing our country. And he blessed it for everybody. You didn't have to believe what Moon believes in, but what we did, we had principles. And there were godly principles. And we had a constitution. And we had a country of laws. And everything got political. Now we're going to put a judge in here who don't care about the constitution or law, will rule in favor of the political agenda. And the political agenda will bring down any country and every country because that's not what we're supposed to be about. We have a divided country because of the left. They don't like the Constitution. They've never liked the Constitution. They don't like having laws. They want a breathing, moving Constitution. So when they get in charge, they can take it down. And they want us to be like other countries that we don't need to be like. When other countries were tripping out on COVID, we should have let them trip, not us. When other countries are doing lockdown, we should have let them trip, not us. We'd have been better off. And when other countries started running up massive debt, that's on their problem. We shouldn't have did that. Now, all of a sudden, we're trying to be, and you can go back as far as you want to, but I really go back to Barack Hussein Obama, who should have never been president, who wanted to fundamentally change the country, and they're doing it. We're watching it happen. Trump comes along, shot down everything they believed in, so they said, we have to take this dude out. Steal, cheat, lie, beg, maybe even kill. We don't have the same goals anymore because you got one group of people who love the country and the other group apparently don't love the country. Because if you're trying to make us be like Europe or Iran or Iraq or Venezuela, those are failed countries. Those are failed places for the most part compared to what we had here. And here we are trying to run the country into the ground because they know only one man stands in the way from stopping their crazy agendas. And it's crazy. And when you're telling people a little 10-year-old boy can have his penis cut off and become a girl, you're sick. You're a sick country. When you're telling people, kill babies, kill as many as you can, slaughter them in the womb, that's a sick country, folks. Okay, if you call it a right for a woman to choose, I had a right with her body. I had a right when mine came when COVID came along. And what you have now is confusion, and that's very satanic because we have a constitution. Why don't we just go back to the constitution? A group of people don't want to go back to the constitution. They think running up debt's okay. They have inbred our universities and people that are coming out so, quote, educated. They believe this. They're running the country now. China's not having a border problem. Russia ain't having a border problem. But we're doing it to ourselves, and this is the sick part about it. The reason we're divided is we're doing this to ourselves. You let all these illegals come in, it's just 20, 30 million probably. And so Venezuela and some of these places, just unload all their prisons. Hey, we ain't got to worry about these people trying to feed them. Send them to the United States of America, where we're watching people be raped and killed with fentanyl. We have laws. Even though our border laws might not have been the best, there were laws on the books. And you see running up debt, like we're doing. You know, this is sick. You can ask any banker that's got a half a brain, any banker. This is fundamentally wrong, what we're doing with the finances in our country and what we're doing with the money. And if this group gets back in charge of everything, it's not going to be pretty. You know what's sad? How come, and look, we all like this. How come, you know, you're a little kid and your mom and daddy tell you don't do this, and you do it anyway, and you burn your hand, and you get in trouble, and you didn't listen. You didn't have to go through that. America does not have to go through hell to get back. Because I'm going to tell you, if we ever go full socialism and Marxism, getting back means death in the streets like you've never seen. These people don't care about the laws. They don't care about the country. They don't care about the Constitution. That's why Hillary Clinton's out there. Trump stops their agenda for the most part. And they can't have him. And in their mind, a dead Trump, I'm telling you what Marxists think, a dead Trump is way better than Trump getting back in power. There's no compassion. They hate a man so bad, they don't want you to look. But if everybody who's going to vote Democrat say, I'm going to go read true history about Marxism and about China and communism and Russia, and go read the true history of what happened to every country. Venezuela, go see what happened in Cuba. Everybody bragged and stood, yay, we're going in the right direction now. And they're going to do new China, new Russia. They're going to start talking about the new America. And at that point, that means it's over. We didn't need to be new. We need to just go back to the fundamentals that made us great so we can feed the world. You can't feed the world with a windmill. You can't feed the world by killing the fossil fuel industry. People ought to be able to see this, and I'm just so blinded. Okay? So blinded. And yet, that's the problem with the country. That's the problem with all of it. I mean, you can't do finances like we're doing it now. Norway, Sweden, Germany, England all closed their borders. But not us. They might be too late for them because they kept theirs open so long. I'm just being honest. Our country's great by the grace of God and our people. Yeah, black, white, male, female, people that don't believe 100% of me, but you had the country, you had the laws, and you had to stand by it. And we got a whole group of people. This Democrat Party has nothing to do with Bill Clinton. It has nothing to do with before Clinton. This party is a Barack Obama's Marxist, fundamentally change America to something we were never designed to be. Why do you want to be like somebody else who's a failure? I don't understand that. If you want to be a basketball player, pro basketball player, Walker, would you want to be like me or Michael Jordan? Would you want to be like me or LeBron James? Not a cut on me. I'm just being blunt. I don't understand. We got a choice. You can walk through this door and be free, and it's tough, but you can keep going and you're free, or you walk through this door with bars and you're in jail the rest of your life, but you're going to get three meals and good health care. Most people would take that because they're saying that's a sure thing. Give me freedom. Freedom is our greatest security. Don't ever forget that. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. A slight history lesson, folks. Go tell your friends to go read about real Marxists. Go ahead. Tell them to read. Take the change. Take the plunge. We'll be right back. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Did you know that the...
Y'all, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you, a great audience. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com, moon@moongriffon.com. You know what the problem with all this is? But besides, divided country came from the universities. I can promise you that. We keep loading them suckers with money, too, for all this stuff. I don't have any history books. I hadn't looked at a history book in a long time. I just wonder what's being taught in the history books. You know, I just wonder. I need to go get some history books and check them out and see what's in there. But I'm going to tell you one of the problems, and I'm going back to the universities, is that as you look at and you go read about Marxism, socialism, communism, which is destructive for people who want to be free and be the best they can be and live a full life, like we've lived in the United States of America for a long time, is that the people on the left, they just think socialism and Marxism and communism hadn't been done right yet. So they take a country like ours, which before all this debt started running up, we were really, really, really a wealthy country. We still are a wealthy country. Compared to other countries, we're filthy rich. I mean, poor people coming across the Mexican border, when they get over here and if they're fortunate enough to get on food stamps, housing, health care, and it's all free, okay, they think they're filthy rich now compared to where they were when they were in Honduras or wherever else they came from. So these people in America think that because we have money and people have savings and people have retirements and all that stuff, that if we were to spread the wealth and give everybody some, that in this country, we won't have all these problems. And I'm telling you, it will fail here as it's failed everywhere else. Folks, Russia has more resources. I think Russia, what limit I know about them, they have a lot of resources. And look at them. Venezuela. Venezuela is a socialist country, which used to be a pretty prosperous country. And I think, and I may be wrong by saying this, they got unlimited oil reserves and things they do, but they can't even drill them. They're so bad there because they went the Marxist route. Every time we get in trouble with our economy and all that stuff, we do the same thing. We are in the printed money stage. I was reading an article the other day. I need to get to it. If the U.S. could eliminate 30% of government, it wouldn't be a blip. But we don't do it. So the more they print, the more it costs you. We need a, listen to me, we have to have a thriving middle class. Some people say, well, people rich don't work. Some people are rich or work their butts off. We need a thriving middle class and people in the middle class that want to keep moving up the ladder, so to speak. There's nothing wrong with that. The people on the left really think, some of them, man, we could, young people coming up looking at, well, everybody, if everybody had the same thing, if everybody had the same size house and everybody had the same amount of money and everybody, they convince people this is how it works. And then these rich people. Rich people, if you took all their wealth, couldn't run the government for 18 days. They couldn't run the government for 3 months. Take it all. Then who you gonna have? Then what you gonna do? So when I saw Kamala Harris and them running on a middle class tax cut. We've been hit so hard with inflation. 20-something%, some 50 to 100%, depending on what objects and products they are. Since Joe Biden and Harris came in. So they come along and they say you're going to give a middle tax cut. Who's that involved? Why don't they put some numbers out? Who do they call a middle class? Bill Clinton said the same thing when he ran. He got on national TV and said, I told you that, but it's way worse here than I thought. And he never had to give it. You go tax the richest people in the world. It's called CPAs. They'll figure it out how to make even more money. When you're talking about running up $50 trillion in debt, nobody's going to get around trying to pay for that. And you really can't pay for it. $36 trillion is really unachievable now. So what does that mean? It means they're going to keep printing money. That's what Marxists do. Look, I don't, on the printing of money, I'm not putting Republicans any further than any better than Democrats are. When you realize we got a budget, they're going to start talking about the budget problems in the next 2 weeks. They're going to talk about shutting down the government in the next 2 weeks. And it might be a problem. See, Democrats know that if anything gets shut down, Republicans will get 100% to blame. 100%. You know, Mike Johnson's going to have a tough time. What if the Democrats want to play hardball and say, we're not voting for your budget? And you got Republicans and conservatives that's not going to vote for these CRs. They're not going to vote for these keep spending money. They can have a real mess in the next 2 weeks. I don't know if they will. I don't know if they have an agreement. Because here's the problem. Whatever they agree to, it's going to be more money spending on projects that we don't need. It's going to go to every congressional district. That's not a government that's in trouble with money. And the handouts, which really needed to stop 40 years ago, have gotten worse. That's where we are in the country. They really believe that they can do socialism and Marxism better than other countries because they think we can keep printing money. And folks, I'm telling you today, when the day comes that nobody wants to buy a debt, I had Senator John Kennedy on this program, and I asked John. John said, Moon, as long as they're buying our debt, we're going to be okay. So what happens when they stop? He said, we got a major problem. What makes you think a communist country or a country that don't like us won't quit buying our debt? When is our debt bad? Somebody told me our pile of crap is not as bad as all these other countries' pile of crap. That's true. But at the end of the day, it's still crap and it still stinks. We're better than this. We're so much better than this. And these people that want to vote Democrat because they hate Trump, I just wish they would look into what they're voting for. I wish the average person would stop and look at what they're voting for. Look at the words that have come out of Barack insane Obama's mouth, Biden and Harris. Look at them. Listen to what they're saying. That's why I played that a while ago from, I forget the guy's name, a rude patriot. He puts stuff out there and they go nuts. But that's where they're coming from. And if you're not familiar with how bad communism and socialism and Marxism are on people, they destroy people's lives. We got people in this country pushing for this. That's why the bureaucracies in Washington, D.C. is out of control. They're running the country. They're not even elected anymore. The EPA, and you take IRS and look at the intelligence, or lack of intelligence, should I say, and the FBI, and all. Look how bad and rogue has all that's got. Not that the people are. The ones at the top are. So anyway, that's it. Got some state stuff when we get back. Top scholarships are down. I wonder why. Anyway, all that and more as the program unfolds. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Craig Morrell,
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Sex trafficking and racketeering.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what's in the federal indictment against Sean Diddy Combs.
He's not guilty. He's innocent of these charges.
Combs' attorney Mark Agnifilo before the rapper and music producer appeared in court the day after his arrest in New York City. Prosecutors allege
he used his, power to manipulate women to participate in highly orchestrated performances of sexual activity with male commercial sex workers, saying that he would fly these women in against their will. Also, he was obtaining and distributing narcotics to these women, controlling their careers, and leveraging his financial support.
Fox's Alexis McAdams outside the court. Florida is considering charges, including attempted murder, against the suspect in the second Trump assassination attempt.
In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth.
Governor Ron DeSantis. So far, Ryan Ruth is charged with federal gun crimes.
Agents in North Carolina, where Ruth is from, and Hawaii, where he lives, are talking to his friends, family, and colleagues. The FBI says it does not appear anyone else was involved in his plans that included camping out for almost 12 hours in the middle of the night from 1:59 a.m. on Sunday to 1:31 p.m. along the fence of the Trump golf course. Location data from his cell phone.
That's Fox's David Spunt. Now to the Middle East. That's the sound of a pager exploding in Lebanon, one of many in what could be a coordinated attack.
This is the kind of thing that Israel will never confirm, certainly not in the early stages of it.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Tel Aviv.
As many as 1,000 Hezbollah fighters have suddenly been injured rather seriously when what we've seen through some of the security video that's coming out so far, the pagers that they were wearing suddenly play an audio message and then explode, resulting in serious injury.
Now, Iranian state media is reporting that Iran's ambassador to Lebanon is among those wounded. America's listening to Fox News.
I opened a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. There's no better vote for your financial safety than precious metals. So Noble Gold Investments is giving away up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account this month. Just use promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare?
Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288. 800-893-2288.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEP.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Here it is, your 10 a.m. code, 525. Your code for your chance to win cash is 525 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, hour number two of the Moon Griffon Show. Always a pleasure to be with you. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, you can do that. Or you can email me, moon at moongriffon.com. All righty. So, I've been bringing this up for so long, it almost makes me puke. Louisiana has such unique people, unique place. I'm not moving. I love it here. I hate to see the state continue to be in the flux that we're in of people that are leaving this state. And somebody was sending me something from the U.S. News and World Report that I already shared with you that we, economy-wise, we're last, and Wallet Hub's got us last. And so this on the Louisiana Network, our friends at Louisiana Network did a story. Andrew Greenstein, tops participation down for third straight years. Well, Bel Air was governor for 8 years. He never cared who left. He never cared about the economy. He never cared about changing and making his state strong. Oh, that's a fact, he didn't. He didn't care about any of that. He cared about raising taxes. He cared about lying about a $2 billion budget deficit, which is a lie, outright lie. I'm waiting for Tyler Bridges to get back to me on that because the tweet was supposed to get back and I never heard back from him. This is an example of what's been happening, and this is over the last 3 years, and this is all under Bel Edwards' watch. But as a state, you know, I've been doing this 31 years, over 20, 25 years. I've talked mostly, not mostly, but a lot about state Louisiana. and what we need to do to fix it. You know, they got ignorant people out there, but bananas false to Campbell. Hey, Griffin, what does he have to offer solutions? We offered solutions. We had people on here to offer solutions. It's all about jobs and businesses. It's about not the good old boy network still winning, and the good old boy network system, when it wins here, and your local people are making a lot of money off the state and federal government, we lose. The state loses. We lose people. We're losing our greatest resources in this state is our people. If we're losing the people that are being educated in our state, then we're losing the best part of the state. The best part of the state are people that are working, that are educated. And by the way, there are people working that don't have a high school degree. Well, I don't want to lose them either because they're working their butts off. Some of them run business. Some of them are going to be multi-zillionaires, and I'm happy for them. But you can't keep letting your people leave this state. We've already went from 8 to 7 to 6 congressmen. We gave one to Cleo Fields, which is another old story. And folks, by the 2030 census, there's a great chance we're going to lose another congressman. And what happens is all these leaders, Republican, Democrats, come along. They're going to change this and change that and end up changing nothing. And they all get mad at me for getting mad at them, and I'm a bad guy, and now they're negative, and all that's, which is laughable. I'd laugh at people. When people say that, I laugh at that. That's so funny. We've been talking about fixing something, and that's why I keep telling Governor Landry, the legislature, if you're not going to do something big, you may as well go home, because doing steps in the right direction, which is a phrase I didn't coin, but I've come to hate, because that means we're not doing anything. Just tell people we're moving. New report by the Public Affairs Research Council, PAR, one of the watchdogs. Louisiana shows that the number of students receiving college tuition money through state's top program is down for the third year in a row. Makes sense to me. You're losing people. Okay, people are moving out to state. They're taking their kids with them. You got less people to go to college. What are we going to do with all these 14 universities we have that we can't afford? Oh, wait till the crying from the universities start. It's already started, but wait till they start talking about budgets. Steve Procopio. There's a long-term demographic change in the state where we're losing population, the poor president said. Man, I'm glad he figured that out already. By the way, he's probably a nice guy, probably smart as hell, I'm just saying. As a result, the state's paying out less money through the program. Well, if they paying out less money, what's the problem? Why don't we put whatever money they were supposed to be using for the program and put it over here to help our budget? If you go back and compare to 2022, it's a good chunk of change less. We were spending something along the line of $314 million, now it's $270 million. Well, that's $44 million to go toward the budget problem. Under the program, students who achieve a time, I ain't going. In terms of participation, how well we're doing, I think has held relatively steady. I think we just have to have fewer people taking the exam and, in fact, fewer people passing and getting them out. It's a shame we keep coming back to this same thing. We're losing people. We're losing people because we don't have the jobs to keep them here. That's not just college kids, folks. That's people in their 30s and 40s and 50s that want a better way of life. Their jobs either run out or it's not what they wanted. And they leave. And so every time we try to change something, though, and this is what Jeff Landry's got a tough job to do. Every time we go to change something, there's always a few good old boy network people laying around that don't want nothing to change. I mean, I looked at this as another blow to Louisiana people. Somebody else just wrote, welcome to Louisiana politics. Brain drain is real, and after 15 years of trying to make a real change here, I'm giving up. Thanks for what you do. I get it. I don't want to quit on the state, but We're going to elect all these politicians that promise one thing and never come through. And this is why I've been upset for the last 25 years at what we do in the state of Louisiana, because we don't even try. I go back to old Money Bags when he was on my program, Craig Romero, Money Bags. This is the way we always do it, Moon. Yep, and look at the results, Craig. People in New Iberia tell me that port is nothing. And what it used to be compared to now is nothing. Yeah, you've been there the whole time begging for money. It's not just him. It's a lot of people like him. A lot of people made a lot of money on the state being just lackadaisical and watching our future leave. Why do you want your future to leave? Your future, that's who you are. And let me tell y'all something. Nobody has to believe me. We made it easy to be poor here. You don't have poor people just picking up and leaving. But you have a lot of qualified and good people leaving this state. I got another buddy of mine. I meant to tell you. I didn't tell y'all about this one. He lives in the New Iberia area. Craig's kid didn't get his kids didn't get a job offers from what Romero and the rest of Moneybags and what they're doing down there. Fishing buddy of mine, friend. Got two boys, him and his bride. One's in Dallas area, and the other one's about, I don't really know where the other one is, but it's about somewhere between here and Houston, a couple hours away. They're getting ready to have their first grandbaby. They're so excited when they go see their baby in Texas. That's where they're going to have to go to see any grandbabies because they didn't stay here. I think both of them work in the insurance business. But they're gone. They're young. Low 30s. They didn't leave at 21 and 22 and 23. They left in their 30s. And they're not coming back. And they're getting ready to have their first grandbaby in Texas. I'm just telling you. This is over and over and over and over again. I've been the only one that I know of so far, and I'm not the only one, but one of the few that say all my kids are. Maddie's never going anywhere. Walker said he ain't going to leave me. He loves me too much. So he ain't leaving me yet. I ain't putting it past him yet. And then I got two other kids. One works for a company in their he works for corporate, and the corporate is in South Carolina. You know that state that we used to have in 2000? We used to have 380,000 more people in them, and they got 650,000 more than us now, South Carolina. And my fourth one is a pastor, and I think he's pretty set in the Lafayette area. That's my twin grandbabies. So I got two in Monroe and two here. All the boys. And although I don't get to see the ones up north Louisiana, I like to see them a lot more. At least they're here so far. So if they ever ask me, hey, Dad, what you think? I got an offer in South Carolina. Hey, Dad, what you think? I got an offer in Texas. Hey, Dad, what you think? I got an offer somebody else. Here's a guy who loves the state and don't want to leave and don't want his kids to leave. Don't want the grandbabies, that don't want any of them to leave. What am I supposed to tell them? What is the hope I'm going to tell them? Well, son, you know, last year in the legislature, they made a step in the right direction. Well, they made a step in the right direction. Dad, how long do you think you'd get before we get to where we're going to be really good? Well, step in the right direction, probably 150 years. Dad, that ain't much of a choice. No, it's not. I'm not going to tell them not to go. And this is what people are having to decide every single day, and we do nothing to change the narrative. Steps in the right direction will get you stuck in Louisiana your whole life. Ask somebody that lives on the border, that lives 10 miles from the border, and tell them, I want you to take a one-inch step in the right direction every day till you get your 10 miles. How long do you think that'll take them? By the way, all these other states, they're taking gigantic runs in the right direction. We won't listen. We're smarter. And we're so dependent on the federal government now. if they have a shutdown, their operation of sending money to states. And I even read an article, if we hit a big recession, we will be hit the hardest. What does that say? Just letting you know. We'll take a break. Be right back. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you, or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home and Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home and Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
Taxes. Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Welcome back, 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. Yeah, I get pictures and calls all the time of these batteries blowing up in these cars, electric cars. Somebody just sent, I ain't found a story yet. I wish they'd send a story. Terrace Lithium's lithium batteries pages blowing up, killing, hurting hundreds. Anyway. I'm just telling you. I'm worried about all that stuff, but most people don't care. All righty, one other story dealing with economy in Louisiana. This is the hayride to staff. Louisiana scores poorly in migration and gross income loss. We rank 44th worst in state population change attributed to interstate migration, a study 21-22 time frame. That would be Bel Edwards was our governor at that time. Should have never been backed in twice. Tax Foundation used IRS and some other non-governmental data to grade each state. Pelican State net loss of residents relative to population in 21 to 22, 0.57%, 26,000 people left our state. 26,000 in a year. For comparison, every other state in the Southeast has a population gain except Mississippi, which came in at 26, with only a loss of 0.02, while we lost 0.57% of our population. Mississippi had a loss of 512 residents. We had a loss of 26,000 people. Folks, there are some people believe we lost close to 200,000 since Bel Edwards was in office. A guy that didn't care about education. He didn't care about debt. He didn't care about our economy. He didn't care about you losing your kids and jobs. It's just a fact. He didn't. That's why none of that got better. He never talked about it. Bel-Air was the only governor I knew that backed in twice and never had a vision for the state, never explained it. All he wanted you to do was, like Kamala Harris, hate David Vitter more than you love the state. All you had to do, and it worked. South Carolina was first with a 1.36% gain. Florida second, Texas third. South Carolina, that's that state. We used to have more residents than they had in 2000. That blows my mind. But I've been to South Carolina since. I've only been once. I want to go back. It was really beautiful, and they were booming. I've never seen so many young people in my life. Just enjoying life, grow young families. I say young. I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about that 25 to 45 age. To me, that's young. Thousands of Louisiana leaving for other states accounted for $0.88 billion in adjusted gross income. That's relatively low compared to other mainland states in the bottom 10, New York and California mostly. Every parish from central to northeast Louisiana lost residents and income besides a couple outliers like Union and Webster. Plaquemine Parish saw the largest dip at 2.39% in migration accounted for over $16 million. Some east, southeast parishes saw growth like East Baton Rouge, Ascension, and Livingston. The group acknowledged there's a strong positive relationship between state competitiveness and net migration. Overall, states with lower taxes and sound tax structures experienced stronger inbound migration than states with higher taxes and more burdensome tax structures. And folks, let me throw another one in there. Because some of these elected officials and the media likes to go, well, like Jim Beam and the devil's advocate, well, we got low taxes. Let's buy into that for a second. Then throw in car insurance, health insurance. Throw in the highest sales tax in the country. Throw all that in. Of the 10 states that experienced the largest gains in income taxes, 4 do not levy individual income taxes or wages on salary or incomes at all. I think there's 7 or 9 total, 9 I believe it is, that don't have income tax. Now, you can overtax other things too, by the way. Among taxpayers with $200,000 or more in adjusted gross income, the most attractive destination were Florida, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arizona. The least attractive, California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. And the editor notes, this is why we spent the last 8 years screaming about the destructive policies of Bel Edwards was imposing on Louisiana. These effects were 100% predictable. Yeah, been predicting them myself. Let's take a break. Be right back.
My husband and I were invited to a 50th wedding anniversary. I noticed this little lady, and she was basically sitting alone. Her daughter turned to me just as I came over to introduce myself, and she said, "My mother has Alzheimer's." She had not said her daughter's name in 2 years. She didn't recognize her. I said, "Listen, we might be able to help her." And about 3 weeks later, they show up. We gave her 5 days of treatment. This lady, each day, got a little better and a little better. She started flirting with the guys. She was so cute. My friend said, "You're smiling a lot." And she said, "They make those here." The next day, says out loud, "Martha, would you get me a cup of coffee, please?" Her daughter, Martha, breaks down crying because her mother hadn't said her name in 2 years.
Learn more about treatment for Alzheimer's at SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com. Springfield Wellness Center.
From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods has strived to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got 3 great locations. The corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
Do you crave?
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Lynn Griffon Show. Great to be with you on a beautiful September day. September don't seem to be as hot as it's been in the past. Seems to be a little cooler to me. I like it when it's cool. And it gets cool. It's called weather. It's kind of nice, huh? It really is. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's an opportunity to be a voice. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, one of the things that popped up the other day was the Venezuela gangs that are popping up all over the country. They are popping up all over the country. They started naming places that it's Venezuela gang criminal operation that's growing all around the country. And folks, stay here because we got an open board. Thank you, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama. It's a problem that's facing the state and nation. One of the places they said that this gang is set up is in Baton Rouge. I don't live there. I don't know. But they said, I'm just telling you what they put out a deal the other day, and they named a lot of the areas that this gang is in. And one of them said it went Baton Rouge. So, once again, open the border. You get everything that comes across. You don't care if they're terrorists or gangs or whatever. This is what's taking place. Governor Abbott in Texas said, we ain't allowing it. We're going after them. Matter of fact, they're putting together a task force just for this gang. Now, this is all they're saying it's a problem in Texas, but the rest of the country, and it's all have to do with the border policies of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the left. You know, it's this is what they've done. There was 465 Venezuelan migrants who crossed Mexican border into Texas during Trump, during 2020 when President Trump was the president. During the first year of Biden, okay, 465. Okay, last full year in office, Border Patrol agents apprehended only 465 Venezuelan migrants. The crossings in the first year of the Biden-Harris administration of Venezuelan migrants, 68,000. There's no vetting either. You know, the cartels and these people that are coming, just that issue should smoke the Democrats and Kamala Harris. They're saying these people that are coming from Venezuela were let out of prison. They were prison gangs. So this is what Abbott and them are saying. They are really, they declaring this design and TDA as a foreign terrorist organization. They can use the courts and different things. We better be on the lookout. But this is what happens. This is what happened in third world countries. So if you got people that want to be president as third world countries, it's kind of scary. You know? It's what's going on. It's going on here too. It's just insanity, man. Open the borders, let people come in and rape and kill you, and you got people going to vote for that to run the whole show, keep running the show. You know, used to you just said, hey, in an election, you got are you better off in the next last? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And nobody can say that under Biden Harris. Nobody. Here's another thing. Are you more scared now that Biden and Harris have been in office than you were 4 years ago when Trump was in office? Absolutely. Scared about your economy, scared about your border, scared about your kids not being able to be educated properly, not to get a good job. You're scared of a lot of things since they've been in office. You know, it's wow, it's a shame, but it is what it is. But I know I see fear in people's eyes every day. You talk to people that are a little older. I'm not talking about 70 and 80. I'm just talking about people a little older, not in their 20s, 30, 40 years old and older, and got kids. And you can just talk to them. You see the fear in their eyes. Everybody knows what I'm talking about because we're all going through. Now, if you vote Democrat, you don't care. You cannot care if you vote Democrat. You don't have a clue what these people are doing. None. By the way, it's so cool, BP, to launch $2 billion sale of onshore wind business aimed at green energy retreat. What? See, folks, the government spent all that money. Nobody can maintain ignorance. BP is plotting $2 billion sale of America's onshore and energy business as the oil giant backtracks on the energy, green energy ambitions after investor revolt. Folks, this wasted money and wasted time. It's costing us for no reason at all. These oil and gas companies, my friends, that got involved, and went out and told you that carbon capture and windmills and onshore wind energy is going to be the answer. These people are finding out real quick they've been had, and they're trying to bail out and sell this crap before they go under. And they need to sell it. They need to bail out. BP Natural Gas and low carbon chief said, we believe the business is likely to be a greater value for another owner. Yeah, we invested in this, but we think another owner could invest in this, and it'd probably benefit the way they do business than us. In other words, we ain't putting another penny in crazy windmills on the ground. This is hilarious. But boy, they took. However, despite the planned sale, he added, renewables an important part of our strategy as BP transition to an integrated energy company. No, folks, you got to say that because they got all these people looking at them. You remember the BP spiel where they had to pay a fortune? You got all these leftists looking at him, and they don't want the EPA and everybody on. Oh, no, we're still in our portfolio. They would dump all of it if we had the right government to tell them you don't have to buy into that crap. If they told people we have no more money for you, you don't have to buy into any more renewable craziness, they would all quit today, every single one of them. Because they said, you got to invest your own money, they run, and this is what BP's doing. somebody else. We believe the business is likely to be greater value for another owner. Would you say that about Chick-fil-A? Well, we think somebody else needs to own this. Nope. You saying this about what? Onshore windmills. They know that they messed up. They know this is a waste of money. Said we're aiming to simplify our portfolio now, intended to concentrate on the effort of renewable energy. Oh, really? They're not, folks. They're trying to get the hell out of it. They're trying to get out of it. Yeah, but now, how many of you, since we all into this energy stuff, anybody ever check around the country at states that are doing all this Green New Deal? Any of them got less utility bills anywhere in the country? And the answer is no. Oh, you might find some podunk liberty community, but for overall, no. They're losing their tails in it. Just telling you, they're losing their tails in it. It's amazing to watch. But anyway, I think that's funny. Yeah, we think somebody else owning this would be better. I bet you do. I bet you do. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's take another break. Yeah, I would, too. I knew that before you said that. Gee whiz. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. Yes, it'd be better if somebody else owns this crap. He didn't say it like that, but they wanted to. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you can win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. It's your last chance to get tickets the final week. You could also win $2,500 in cash from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Purchase your ticket and help the women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and help the babies. Pick you and nick you. And this week, you could win $2,500 from Blue Cross Blue Shield's last chance drawing.
Folks, you heard us talk about Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajun delicious line of gumbo, black eyed peas, shrimp and grits, jambalaya, seafood bisque, etouffee, red beans, roux, jalapenos. Raging Cajun's products are made right here in Acadiana now. Thanks to all of y'all, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in grocery stores. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Forget the rest, ask for the best. Ask them for that Raging Cajun. It's good, folks. Trust me. I love it. You will too. Hey, folks, it's Moon Griffin. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day to be with you on the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. If you want to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. By the way, without getting too deep in this, the Hayride had a great piece today. Says Fulton Robichaud. I don't know who that is. Says, what the hell is going on at the Lafayette RPEC? You remember we shared with you where RPEC met. 14 people had a vote to endorse either Julie Quinn or Cocktail Cousin for Public Service Commission. Had 8-6 vote. Got to get 9 for an endorsement. It was in Lafayette area. It's over here where Cocktail lives. And nobody got the endorsement. It's a fact the way it is. They write about it. I've been telling y'all about this. But Slick Powers to be made a slick move and decided somebody didn't know what they were voting on, so they changed their votes. And you, according to what I read and what I know, you can't change your vote. Didn't work that way. We got wind of it, and we shared it with everybody. Then all of a sudden, they took the endorsement back from Cocktail. And it's a great piece that you can watch on this. You can read on this on the Hayrod. It's the Lafayette Republican PEC Executive Committee. Guy wrote it, said, I'm not from Lafayette, serving on RPEC. This makes all Republican PECs look very bad. This type of shenanigans does not help our party. And that's what I explain to you people. That's why it makes me hard to be a Republican, because of what happened at that RPEC. I mean, Cousin got embarrassed. But half the people, I've been saying that about him, if you had a real candidate, somebody with some real money running over here, he probably would have had problems. But they didn't. He walked right in. Nobody ran against him. And so he was a senator for, I guess, 6 months and decided he wanted another office. He ran a public service commission. Cousin was allowed to speak at the committee, and he only got eight votes. Six of them said, no, we don't want you. We're not endorsing you. And then that's when the powers to be over in this area got busy, probably working hard. The head of the PEC, the RPEC, worked on him, and he gave in, only to give in again because he got more pressure from doing what they did, which was saying somebody changed their vote when you couldn't change the vote. This is all explained in all because it's pretty good. Julie Quinn did not address the RPEC. Now, I'm not going to say she wasn't allowed. I don't know that. By fact, I can ask her. She didn't, but Cousin was in there working for votes, and he still couldn't get but 8 votes. And this is his home area. So they didn't endorse anybody. Then they turned around and gave it to Cousin because somebody said they wanted to change their vote after the fact, and you couldn't do that. It's 8-6. No endorsement made. He said this sent something of a shockwave through the party since to those of us outside of Lafayette, we assume it would be done deal, and Lafayette or RPEC would vote to support their local senator, being Cocktail Cousin. The fact that Cousin could not get the endorsement by the public meeting raised a lot of eyebrows. Apparently, this was not acceptable to the Lafayette establishment, as I told you. So somebody was able to change their vote. Looked so bad, they changed it back. Now they're going to do the worst thing they can do. They're going to redo the vote in October. And by then, they're going to have all their ducks in a row and vote for Cocktail. I think it makes them look even worse and more silly. But I like what this man said. Let's be blunt, he quotes. It stinks to high heaven of backroom dealing. Yes! Makes Republicans look like the leftist Democrats for the games they play. This makes our party look like we are not trustworthy with good reason. But I will go one further. I am not an attorney or parliamentarian, but it appears that this vote went against the RPEC rules and procedures, even if it did meet their local bylaws, was quite possibly not even a legitimate vote. And he goes on to talk about that. So he ends with, again, it seems pretty clear that this can only take place during the meeting. We claim to be the party of law and order and fairness, but how can anyone take us seriously when our leadership pulls stunts like this? We simply have to be better than this is the party. Thanks a lot for the big black eye, Lafayette. This is going all over the state. Once again, it says M. Fulton Robichaud, who I do not know. I don't know if it's a stage name or a real name, but I'm glad they're spotlighting what the RPEC tried to do here was to be slick. Half the people didn't want Cocktail. Almost right at 50%, 40%, 52 to 48, whatever it was. And so they pulled a slick deal, and they got busted, so they pulled it back. So now what they're going to do is, we're going to clear it all up in October when we do a vote. And by then, the powers to be in the party on RPEC will have their ducks in a row to make sure Cocktail don't get embarrassed. It was embarrassing. What's worse than that is the embarrassing way of changing votes on something you can't do. Getting busted and changing again, and they're going to change again. So you had to vote. Okay, nobody got the endorsement. Julie Quinn didn't get the endorsement either. But they can't have that here. That was the first vote. Second vote. We don't know where it came from. Somebody changed their vote, so now Cocktail's going to get the endorsement. So that's two things. Third thing, they got so much pressure, they pulled the endorsement back from Cocktail. And now they're going to, fourth thing, they're going to redo the vote again in October. I mean, I don't know who's running this. This is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. I tell you what, and we had a vote, and we had another vote, and then we have no vote, and then we're going to have another vote. And I think it makes it worse because in the bottom line is these endorsements in a public service commission race from a local PEC probably doesn't mean a whole lot. Why are you covered if they don't mean something? Because the people at the top that did this should be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed for doing what we accuse the other side of doing all the time. Playing games to get there. Kamala Harris is sitting as a presidential nominee without getting a vote from the Democrats in any state. That's a fact. Even when they did the vote in the Democrat National Convention, there were people that wrote, this is bogus the way they did it. But this RPEC here looked bogus. It was embarrassing. You had a vote. He didn't get the vote. But then the pressure started. So then he got the vote because somebody said, oh, I didn't know who he was voting for. Walker, how simple is that? You either vote for Coca-Cola or you vote for Pepsi. Which one you like? And if you got to have 14 people voting and you got to have 9 to figure out what cola we going to endorse, all you got to do is get the 9. But if it goes 8-6, Coke didn't win, neither did Pepsi win. How hard is this? I didn't know what I was voting for. I didn't understand. Walker, you understand what I just said? It's pretty simple, huh? Coca-Cola, Pepsi. And they let people come do all these speeches. And Cocktail got to speak. And he still got beat. So they decided to be slick. So now we're going to have another vote because somebody didn't understand what they were voting for. Coca-Cola, Pepsi. Personally, I'm a Coca-Cola guy. Cousin's going to get in and get the endorsement. And it's an embarrassment to the RPEC. I mean, this is embarrassing, man. Why even have an RPEC if that's what you're going to do? Talk about being upfront and honest. It's bogus, man. It's a bogus endorsement now. My advice to them is don't have an endorsement. Just let it go. You're way better off than having a fourth time at something as easy as, do you like Coke or Pepsi? That's how easy this was, and you screwed it up. All right, we got to take a break. More to come, Moon Griffon Show. Rest of y'all, God bless. Have a great day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.